Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi Meseches Mi'ila Daf Yud Dalet. We begin at the Mishnah, three lines off the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Hakein Shebaroisha Ilon. We have a cane, a bird nest, sitting atop a tree. What kind of tree? Shel Hegdish, which belongs to Hegdish. So what's the status of that bird nest? Loi nehenin v'loi moyalin. Although you're not meant to use it, but there's no me'ila on that material. Now, what material was used to build that nest? Was it local twigs clipped off this tree of Hegdish? Or was it imported from the outside? The Gemara will discuss this. So that's the cane on top of the Hegdish tree. There's no me'ila, but it's usher to use. Sheba Shera, however, it's sitting atop an Asherah tree, an Avedizara tree, Yathis Bekana. You can use that nest. Just flick it off with a stick, with a kana, and use it. Why over here is it permissible? In contrast to the previous case, will be discussed in the Gemara. Finally, Hamagdash is a Chayrish. Person gives away his entire forest to the Hegdish. What portions of the forest are Me'ila enabled? The entire asset, Me'alam Bekulay, is Me'ila on the entire forest, the trees, the leaves that fall off, everything is included in this Hegdish. Everything has some value and has Me'ila applied to it. Return to the next one. Itma, we have a discussion back in Meseches Avodah Zarah. We know that if a goy is Mevatel is Avodah Zarah, he nullifies it. It loses its status. It loses its Isser. What happens if the Avodah Zarah just disintegrates? It breaks. On its own, it falls apart. What happens to that Isser status? Itmar. Avodas kechavim shenishtabro me'ei leho. So it broke on its own. The guy didn't do it. It wasn't an intentional bitul. Rabbi Yechon Amar Asuro, he says it maintains its status. It's still Asur. Like any other Avodah Zarah. Rish Lakish Amar Guteres. He says it's okay to use. Why? Rabbi Yechon Amar Asuro, Rabbi Yechon says it's Asur. Deloim bitlo oyvit kechom. The guy never nullified it. He never did an act to destroy it, to break it, to nullify it. Therefore, it maintains its status. Rish Lakish Amar Guteres. According to Rish Lakish, it's okay to use. You know why? The guy is thinking, look, it couldn't save itself, it's going to save me. So he disregards it. He loses respect for it. And it's a de facto nullification. Mei Ma'amar, the guy is thinking, he's saying to himself, he goof aloy matzloy. She couldn't save itself. Well, didi matzloy, it's going to save me, it's going to protect me. Of course, it's useless, it's worthless. Eisvei Reish Lakish, you had a question, Rabbi Yechanan. You say that a broken Avodah Zarah is still Asur? Look at our Mishnah. Kein Shebaroish Ilon Shel Hegdish Einenu V'Ein Moyalin. The bird nest on top of the Hegdish tree, you shouldn't use. Sheba Asherah, however, Yatez Bekana, flick it off and use it. My love, let's assume Dit Bamu Gufo, that the bird used local material from this tree, which he clicked off, to build the nest. So that's an Avodah Zarah Shenishtabra. Me'aleh broke without the goy's input. Broken Avodah Zarah seems to be okay to use. Uktani and the Mishnah seems to say it's okay. Yatez Bekana, flick it off and use it. That proves my point. A broken Avodah Zarah loses its status. Loi, no, the icy eats in Mi'alma. The twigs were imported from elsewhere. And that's why it's okay to use. Says the Gemara, okay, so assumingly the first case in the Mishnah by the Hegdash as well, speaking about imported materials, yach, if that's the case, amay shel Hegdash, ein nehenin ve'ein moyalin. Why, if it's a Hegdash tree, off limits, you can't use it. Why? What's the difference between Asherah, where we say imported materials is okay, same should be by the Hegdash. Why does Mishnah disallow use? Ein nehenin. Ella. Oh, the fact that the Mishnah puts the Hegdish nest off limits tells us that we're speaking about local materials clipped off this very tree. Ela begedul nabon achem mikan. We're speaking about growth that arrived after the Hegdish had been designated. So it was Hegdash growth, because however the Mishnah holds that's not an issue of Me'ilah. Ein Ma'al Begadul, even something which grows into the Hegdash proper after it had been donated, does not have Hegdash status. But still Midrabbanan, it's that is, it belongs to the Hegdash, it's also Bahanoa Midrabbanan. So that would explain why it's Asur. And likewise, the next case of the Asherah, presumably we're speaking about a similar scenario where the nest was built from local materials, from this very tree. And Mishnah says it's okay. That's right to me. That a broken of a desert is mutter. I'll even prove it to you. This is, because if we're talking about imported materials, Amayat is bekone. Why does he have to flick it off from afar? Just simply reach up and take it directly. Why this indirect procedure? That proves that in fact we're speaking about a nest that was built from local materials, which are very similar to the actual, you know, branches that are still connected to the tree. And a person might confuse the two. Well, if I'm taking this, why can't I just take that? Therefore, keep away. If you want to take it, fine, but indirectly. This way, it's a note of caution, not to confuse it too. Okay, so now it's a back of caution on Rabbi Yochanan. If in fact we're speaking about a nest built from materials off this tree is of a desert, how could you walk away with that nest? No. Both cases of the Mishnah, the Hegdash tree, the Asherah tree, are speaking either or. Either option works, whether it's local materials or imported materials. Either way, it's asr. Because even imported materials are asr midrabbanan. If you're going to take the nest, you might clip off the tree. So really, the nest is off limits, whether it's Hegdash, whether it's Asherah. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, yatas bekane? Flick it off. It sounds like you take it. No, my yat is, it means the birdies in there. Yat is efreichem, the little chick, the little birds inside. Wave at them and get them to fly off, then you could take the birds. So, you're right. The nest is always off limits. Whether the Hegdash tree, whether the Asherah tree, whether local material, whether imported materials. It's also Bahano. And even when it's imported, because with the Rabbanu, we don't want you to confuse things. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmi. Let me explain to you what you could take, what you can't. Efroich. If you have these little birds that can fly, kan v'kan mutarim, whether it's on the Hegdash tree or the Asherah tree, it's okay. It doesn't identify with the tree. It's not part of the tree. But if you find beitzim, eggs inside the nest, kan v'kan asurin, Hegdash or Asherah is asur, because they need to sit there. They're considered like part of the tree, so to speak, and the Chachamim considered as part of the tree, off limits. Arabashi, what about something in between? You have little chicks, little birds there that still need their mother's care, need the mother to sit with them, and they can't really fly yet. Kiv ate some dumb, the tree like the eggs. They're part of the tree entity and are covered by the same issue. Okay, so we spoke about a nest that was discovered on top of a Hegdash tree, which is Asur, on top of an Asherah tree, going to Rish Lakish, speaking about the nest on top of the Hegdash tree, which is constructed from local materials, Gidulim, which are not Asur min HaTorah. But the Rabbanon you can, because you might confuse it with the actual tree that's there now. By the Asherah is no issue at all, even with local materials. Going to Rish Lakish, a broken of a desert is no longer asu. Going to Rabbi Yochanan. In both cases, and whether it's local or imported, it would be asu. Even imported is asu with Rabbanon. The only thing you could take is the Efroichim, which were not don't really identify with the tree and not covered by the same issue. Continues the Mishnah. Hagiz Barim Shalachu Eitzim, managers of the Hegdash, purchased wood. trees for construction purposes. Mayalam ve'etzim, there's mila on the actual wood, which is suitable for construction purposes, but not, the sawdust or the leaves that fall off these branches. They're not really suitable for construction purposes, and were never really granted hegdish status. Mayalam ve'etzim, ve'in mayalam le'beshipu, there's no mila on the shipui, on the sharings, the sheddings, live in a via nor on the leaves of those trees. Okay, now speaking about the construction in the Beis HaMikdash, how did they go about it? Omar Shmuel, you should know, Boinen B'chayol, when they built, it was Chayol, it was mundane, it wasn't yet Kaddish. So whatever they constructed was still Chayol. V'acharkach Magdishin, after a while, they had a section up, they were Magdishit. My time, why did they do it this way? So basically, they purchased the materials and didn't pay for them. The workers worked and they haven't been paid until after a while, when they could expend Hegdish money to pay for the materials and for the workers. My time. The answer is like this. Mandim is nadiv mois. When a person donates money for Bedek HaBayis, Magdish lo. His intention is that it should be immediately Kaddish, effective immediately. In which case, you can't just use that money for intangibles, such as paying workers for their labor. You can't use it for labor. What then? The Amar, so the manager, after they complete a section of construction, says like this, Teichol Kedushas Mois HaBinyan. Have this money's Kedusha be transferred onto the built section. Now the money is Hegdish free and can be used to pay for supplies and labor. If you have a line, the Umnen Mischarni pays for the Umnen's salary. Meisvei comes a kash. Turn time it pays. So we're meant to purchase each year's kerba materials, including the k'tiris, from that year's machzor shekel fund. What if you have leftovers from last year? And it's expensive material. You don't want to just give it away. You want to just sell it to a private person. You want to try to reuse it, to recycle it. How can you do that? How can you refresh last year's k'tiris and buy from this year's money? That whole elaborate system here. Meisr k'tiris, meho yo oisim bayu. What about the leftover k'tiris? How did they go about using it for next year? So it required the following system. Several steps involved. They had workers, working in the Beis HaMikdash, fixing things up, maintenance, right? So they would put aside the k'tiris as per the earmarked for a salary for the workers. And they had money which had been set aside to pay for their salaries. Now here the Mefarshim explained, you can take the money and use it for salary. We're talking about Trumas Halishka money from the Moisa Trumas Halishka, which was in the chamber, was meant for this purpose, for paying salaries as well. So you set aside $100 for the workers. You don't give them $100. Rather, you set aside $900 of the k'tiris and umechalin oisal Moisa umnen. You mechal the kedusha of the k'tiris onto the $100. Now the money is back at Kaddish, and Keteris is Kaddish free. You grant the Keteris to the workers in lieu of their salary. Now they don't have much use of Keteris. They'll be more than happy to have us rebuy it. So they resell it to the Hegdish with that money. And they go and rebuy this Keteris from the new Truma, from the new money. And now we have, so not that same money, new money from Truma Chadasha. Now we have fresh k'tiris bought from the new fund and suitable for this year's akro. The question is why? Do you have to do this system? Set aside money and have a k'tiris mechul on the money. V'amai, lich le'abinyan. Very simple, just have them build. Take the k'tiris and mechal the k'tusha on the binyan. The Leika Binyan, we don't have any construction to work with. But Mois Omen Ktani, he just told me there is salary to pay. The Leika Binyan Kishir Mois. Yeah, they've been working, they've been maintaining, but there isn't enough built material which has value corresponding to the salary that they're owed. Maintenance isn't always visible on the final product, right? So you don't have this option. That's why I necessitated the other option, setting aside money for their salary and going through this whole recycling process. Now, even if the value doesn't match up with the amount you're looking for, technically it could be, still be mechalel. Even a lopsided transfer works. So I'm not Shmuel teaches hegdish shavah money, but expensive hegdish, worth of money. Shechilu, which was mechalel on something just worth a pruta, shavah pruta mechalel works. So why not do the same here? Hanimil the avah. That's only if it's done after the fact. Chatchilu should be something of equal value. Hence, they opted for the more sort of market approach. Rav Papa Amar, I'll tell you why they had to wait. Why did Shmuel tell us that they're boinen b'chayil and then they're magdish later? I'll tell you why. Rav Papa Hanu time, but the boinen b'chayil. You know why? They built in a mundane state. When Newton told them, Malchay Hasheris, the Torah wasn't given to angels; it was given to us people. You know the famous line I think from the Kotzke Rebbe used to say, Hashemayim, Shemayim Lashem. Va'aretz nasam li'adam. The heavens are Hashem's domain. Lashem. The earth below, was granted to li'adam, to human beings. He used to say that our job is to make from the earth, to make it into heaven, to spiritualize it. But he used to say, you know, you want us to do the job. You don't want us to, you don't expect us to be malachim. He says, hey, Malachim, you have enough in Shemayim. You're looking for human beings to develop themselves. So, Lenitin Tel Machah Sharis. And therefore, it's pretty difficult to refrain from leaning on the wall and, you know, sitting in the shade and having a gnaw from this Hegdish. That's why they waited until after it was built, the workers were out of the way, and then they were Magdish. Amri, their concern was, they said, Dilma Boylu Mizga. Perhaps the worker will attempt to lean on it, will want to rest on it. Vizog Alay and rest on it. Ibn Bekucha, it's really Kaddish as they're building it. That's an issue. Yishtakach to Kamal Bekucha, he's doing Me'ilah. That's why they postponed the Hegdish until after it's built. Tanan. Now, what does that Mishnah say? Gizbar Shalachos Ha'etzin, Me'alan Behen. The managers purchased the wood, there's Me'ilah on it. Ve'im Ma'alan Beshipu, Ve'im Me'ilah, there's no issues with the sharings, with the leaves. Amay Ma'alan Behen, why is there Me'ilah? I thought that construction material was Me'ilah free until much later. Hachanami. Here too, they should buy it, they should take it, and still not be magdashit. Why is there Me'ilah? Amri, the answer was like this. The Amri, for the same concern, the Dilma, Boil Mizgalaya, perhaps a person will mistakenly, you know, want to take a rest and lean on it. Yishtaka to Kamoy Bakash, it turns out he's doing Me'ilah. So why was Me'ilah activated at this early stage? Omar Papa was speaking about a short, you know, short supply here. You're right, we're speaking about a large delivery for long-term use. Certainly there's a concern about mistaken use, and they did not activate the Kedusha as per our discussion. I was just speaking about a small delivery meant for, you know, just today, for one day use, meant to be used today, and in such a short period nobody will forget, mistakenly use it. Hence there's no concern about Me'ilah. Okay, let's do a quick chazor after his daf. Discussed, if the guy did it, it's bottle. If it happened on its own, or by way of a bird. Machlekes, Rechon says, Aser, Rishlagash says, Mutter, and they had their respective ways of explaining our Mishnah according to their positions. The Mishnah spoke about a nest on a tree, on the head, this tree is Aser Bahano, but there's no Me'ilah on the Asherah tree, you can flick. According to Rishlagash, you can use it. According to Rechon, I'm not talking about using the nest, which is Aser regardless. Rather, we're talking about the Efreichim, which are no longer related to the actual tree. There's no Isser, the Rabbanon, no concern of confusing with the tree material and their Mutter. Shmuel teaches that the Kedush on the construction material only happened later on. Either it's because the money was Kaddish, it can only be converted into actual, the Kedush can only transfer into actual material, that's post-construction. There are pop for concern of mistaken misuse, because of the Nitun Torah, the Malachi Asharis. It's Lacharaba and Psuristayah.